And priest is to be a spiritual salesman. 1st, your name will indicate you will then become, and you will be hearing from New Mexico, a member of the lay associates of the priesthood. And secondly, you will want a copy of the book that this sinner has written and will be published. I repeat, under the strong encouragement of the Holy See. I know the Holy Father personally. The deepest, superlative, that's his own language, the deepest need in the Catholic Church today is holy priests. Priests whose faith is strong, unshakable, and priests whose moral life is patterned on the life of Christ. You have heard, haven't you, about the priest who was murdered in Madison, Wisconsin. Who knows the name? Father? Father?
K-U-N-Z.
Father? Coins. K-U-N-Z. First name? Alfred. You're very close friends. You work together for tasks assigned us by the Holy See. I don't know whether they will ever reveal, and I know I'm being taped, why he was murdered. But I think I can safely say he was not just murdered, he was martyred. Oh, how much I could say. That's the kind of priests we need today. We need to shed their blood for what they believe and not be afraid. Not be afraid of human beings. At least of all, be afraid of dying out of love for and loyalty to Jesus Christ. Father Fitzgerald could not have been plainer. That's the kind of priests we need. And we need prayer and sacrifice to obtain this kind of grace for priests who are in the priesthood to remain firm. The pressures, I know what I'm saying, the pressures on the priesthood today are satanic. Do you hear me? I know what I'm saying. How much time do I have left? How much?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Thank you. Will somebody keep telling me how much time I've got left? This is Father Fitzgerald's explanation of why the Catholic priesthood is in the gravest crisis of her church's 2,000 years of history. The rise of secularism. Priests have been deeply affected, and we change the verb, deeply infected by a philosophy that sees no meaning to life beyond the grave. I told my own Jesuit priests for 25 years, over 600 of them, well, I know. I asked you to pray for a Jesuit priest who has my name, Father Hardin, pray for him. He left the priesthood, and he is very unhappy. My niece, one of my own former students, what is Father Fitzgerald's explanation? The need for priests to pray. A priest who does not pray, barring a miracle, will lose his faith. I think I've said something like this before. Depending on the days, I'm not always able to do it. But I try to spend 3 hours every day in prayer, besides my Mass and Divine Office. Priests must pray. I have, among so many things, in my files, a letter of Martin Luther to, a near relative. He wrote, "I'm so busy, I've got so much work, I don't have time to pray." No wonder he lost his faith. Thirdly, union with God. All the great priests were men of God. A priest's main duty is to bring to others the grace that he has received from our Lord. And he will give only as much to others as he possesses himself. Now, just some closing observations. We still, as you know, have several conferences on the priesthood left for this course. And there's an ocean to share with you. I want especially to share this with you. You may be surprised at my next statement. Catholics get the priests they deserve. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to have the priests that we need, because we call ourselves the faithful, we've got to deserve good priests. First of all, vocations to the priesthood. I've said more than once, I'm the only child of a widowed mother. She never told me, "John," or my younger days, "Johnny, I'd like to have you become a priest." Never. But, as I've said, I'm sure, before, I never once remember, in all my days, my mother missing Mass and Communion every day of her life. I never remember my mother not saying the rosary every day. We were very poor. I think I've shared this with you before. In the cold winter nights in Cleveland, and Cleveland can be very cold, we'd have our feet on the, the oven door, and we turn on the oven, put our feet on the oven door, to keep warm. Her mother would read to me, "O Little Flowers of St. Francis." In other words, priests don't fall from the sky. They don't crawl from the ground. They come from devoted, strongly believing Catholic fathers and mothers. We deserve the priests we get. And that's why, of all the subjects, to have a class on the priesthood. We need to help priests. Help them by own prayers and sacrifices. And don't you dare think that it's wrong to, what verb shall I use, correct a priest who is out of order. He's a priest. So what? He needs help. And I think I've said at least implicitly this before, especially from you women. Oh, how much I know. 50 years in the priesthood. How much the priesthood depends on good, holy, selfless, humble, I'll use one more adjective, chaste women. I'm seeing much more than my words may indicate. How we priests need the encouragement of your own deep faith, your love of Jesus Christ, to inspire us so that we will be convinced that the sacrifice we've made in becoming priests, the sacrifice is worth it. We priests need to be needed. Am I clear? And if in your parishes, hope there are none in Detroit. I know there are dioceses where confession by appointment only. Besiege the priests. Insist quietly. And you ladies, smile when you do it. You want to go to confession. In other words, priests need to be needed. And we faithful must convince priests they are needed. How much time do I have left?
It's
3:00. Is it 3? Well, as you see, I just started, but we should break. Announcement: the sisters' literature on the Lay Association is available on the outside table. And before we break up this afternoon, I will distribute. Am I clear? For the literature, and there's no charge for the literature. On the Lay Association of the Priesthood. And it being 3:00, let's close with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of death. Mary, Mother of Priests, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And